Have you ever wondered how your shoes are made? Ever wondered about the quality and craftsmanship involved in making them? What you wear on your feet is important. That's why I prefer to style and profile in my pair of Black Star Politic sneakers. Go to aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic. Distinguish and separate yourself from the rest with your style. Check out the latest shoe and sneaker designs created not only to support your feet, the footwear also supports the efforts of the Black Star political party movement. Enter a new era of empowerment, all while wearing your pair of Black Star Politic or Lady Black Star handcrafted shoes and sneakers. Order yours at aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic.
Peace and blessings, family. Hermina Shabazz here, host of Voice of Black Star on EPRN, where I host programs with and about the awakening taking place amongst African Americans and how it is affecting us according to scripture, i.e. the Bible. I would love to conversate with like minds, spreading the word, preparing brothers and sisters for what's to come in these last days, for their sakes and the sakes of the world. If you would like to put on the armor of Yah and resurrect your brethren with your portion, please email me, MinaShaz@gmail.com, attention Hermina Shabazz. And again, it's MinaShaz@gmail.com. That's MinaShazz@gmail.com. Peace and blessings. Are you a black business owner looking to network and have your business advertised? Well, look no further. Voice of Black Star on EPRN is moving in the same direction and would love to work and grow with you. Email me at MinaShaz@gmail.com, attention Hermina, for further details on strengthening our community mentally, spiritually, and economically. Do you promote the Most High in rhythm and psalm? Do you have lyrics and beats to vibrate dry bones, to awaken a sleeping lion? If so, Voice of Black Star is looking to promote you with an interview and by engaging one of your praise songs as an intro to one of our main topics on Voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. For further details, please email MinaShaz@gmail.com. Again, MinaShaz@gmail.com, attention Hermina Shabazz. And again, that's MinaShaz, MinaShaz@gmail.com. If you are a rhythm psalmist of the Most High and looking forward to promoting your business and your music.
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man,
listen now what Paul said, but if any man
draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in it.
No pleasure in it.
Who do you believe in?
President, I heard that you don't really love us. No, we the chosen, and your job is to try to corrupt us. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping us covered. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Still stiff-necked, breaking all the laws we were given. All the ones that'll be protected are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Woe to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right or get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, ain't it? The torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go, and I gotta learn. Humble myself, I'm strengthening my spirit. Gotta turn down the flesh to even hear it. Do you feel it?
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
The fact of the matter is that this life is a battle. We're being chastised now with a spiritual paddle. How you expect to go to war with no ammo? You better think about it. We are like a nation of Rambos, even the king riding. Got it, disarm us before we unify.
was down in charge, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe
in? You got to draw a line, pick a side. Strapped in for the ride. Grace means you survived. A lot of you, they ain't alive. Pain thorn in my side. Strain worn, born to thrive. Chains on, tossed aside. Drain more from genocide. Who do you believe in? Set it off like Steven. Soon as we go to preaching, they coming for your breathing. Is it heaven that you seeking? Or folly that you speaking? The foe steady peaking. The spirit steady leading. Allah is one and he won't change. Even Aaron's sons burn from the strange flames. So what is you talking about? We struggling, we feel pain. Cause we curse now, we struggle with the real name. Higher, forgive us. Our arms is present, but we still lame. We some lions trapped and captive, and we still tame. And these pastors, they some actors, they just still change. So when I ask you, do you struggle or you feel shameless? It's a soul game.
John 14 and 2 through 4. Like heaven looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if they were any that did understand and seek the Most High. 3, they are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. 4, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat of my people as they eat bread, and called not upon thy power of higher?
For your summer glow with absolutely fabulous Shea Soufflé, whipped to thick, rich, creamy perfection. With nothing but aloe and essential oils blended with 100% shea butter, your skin will glisten in the summer sun. Begin loving the skin you're in daily by visiting your local beauty supply store or our website, afshea.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
And blessings, family. Thank you for joining me this evening. I pray your Sabbath is a blessed one, and let's get started. Today, I'm coming at you with the book of Jeremiah, chapter 12. Now, this right here is speaking when Jeremiah is complaining of the wicked prosperity of, you know, the prosperity of the wicked, and why do the wicked get to be happy? Because we see it today. We see it all around us today where the wicked gets to prosper. You see the wicked prospering. And you're like, why? Why do the wicked, like, all these, you know, we see them. And I'm not going to call too many names on them, but we know all the Rothschilds and the Zuckerbergs and all those powerful named people. How they get to be rich. Yet, be so wicked. But their prosperity has come from just wickedness. And Jeremiah is asking about this, because this obviously was happening back in the day. This was definitely happening back in the day. But let's read and see what Jeremiah is asking the Most High and talking to him about, and how this definitely pertains to us to this day, and how we can respond to this thing, and what the Most High has to say about it all, what he tells him. How does he soothe Jeremiah's soul? So let's begin. Jeremiah chapter 12, and this is verse 1. Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee. Yet let me talk with thee of the judgments. Wherefore doeth the way of the wicked prosper? So he's asking a question. Wherefore doeth the way of the wicked prosper? Wherefore are all they happy that deal very treacherously? Like, how did you get to have so much joy and peace? Well, it seems that way. Because it definitely seems that way to us. But we already know the Most High works with them differently. He has his judgment. But let's listen here what the Most High has to say to us about it all. Let's check out Psalms 37 in verse 1, and it reads, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." So the Most High was telling him, like, look, don't fret over this, because we hear, don't fret over these people. It seems that way. It seems like they're just having it all nice and pleasant. They get to go shopping where they want to. They have no cares in the world. Bills being paid on time. It seems like they're just living the best, lavish life. But their hearts are full of wickedness. Let's also check out Psalms 73 and verse 3. Let's see what that says as well. So the Most High keeps telling us. Let's see. And that's Psalms 73, verse 3. And it reads, "For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in their trouble as other men, neither are they played like other men." So pretty much, you know, it's saying, how can they be the way they are? How can they seem not to be plagued by nothing? They're not worried by other men. Let's go back to Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse, actually let's check out Habakkuk. Let's go ahead and get some more verification on this, you know, how the wicked get to prosper. Because we know that the wicked get to prosper throughout the Bible. But at the end of the day, they still lose. But let's go to Habakkuk, the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1 and verse 3 and 4. Let's read Habakkuk 1. In verse 3 and 4, and it reads, "Why doest thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are they, and they..." Sorry, let's read that again. "Why doest thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievance? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention. Therefore the law is slack, and judgment doeth never go forth. For the wicked doeth compass about the righteous, therefore wrong judgments proceeded." So pretty much what's happening here is that we see that it seems like the wicked gets to prosper. The wicked gets to make it out of things, seems to be able to pass judgment on the righteous. You know, it seems like their wickedness gets to rule over the righteousness and the righteousness of people. Of man, how they get to prosper, how they get to seem that they get to be doing so well. But that's Habakkuk 1, verse 3 through 4. Okay, and let's also, let's continue reading, family, what Jeremiah has to say about the wicked. "Thou hast planted them, yea, they have taken root, they grow, yea, they have bring forth fruit, that thou art near in their mouth and far from their reins. But thou, O Lord, knowest me. Thou hast seen me and tried me, tried my heart towards thee. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter and prepare them for the days of slaughter." So he wants you to do, he wants us how to do something about these people. Because they seem to be having it too well. And we just read Psalm 17:3. And you can check out Psalm 17:3 to witness this statement. "How long shall the land mourn and the herbs of every field wither? For the wickedness of them that dwell therein." So we're on verse 4 of Jeremiah 12. "How long shall the land mourn and the herbs of every field wither? For the wickedness of them that dwell therein. The beasts are consumed and the birds, because they said, he shall not see our last end." So pretty much he's asking, like, how long? I mean, the earth is suffering right now. You notice that? Have y'all noticed that the earth is suffering big time due to the wickedness of man? The so-called wealthy, the rich, the elite. You see how the earth is suffering? Every time you turn around, there's a plague. There's something going on here. There's something shaking there. There's someone fire here. Birds were falling out of the sky a few years back, and they probably still are. They're just not reporting on it anymore as they did in the beginning when it first became such a big phenomena. They know that there's some things that are happening, family. So let's get some verification on verse 4. It says, "For the wickedness of them that dwell therein." He says, you know, how long shall the land mourn? How long shall it mourn, family? How long shall the land mourn? Because wickedness of man. "He turneth rivers into wilderness, and the water spring into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. Y'all noticed that, except, you know, the earth was drying up. A few years back, not even a few years back, just a couple of years back, not so long ago, where the waters was receding. And they were talking about how the water was dry, the land was dry. Certain oceans and rivers and lakes were kind of receding and drying up. And they probably still are. They're just not reporting on them anymore. But that's what's happening, family. That's exactly what's happening. A lot is going on right now. And we need to be aware of everything that's happening. Because it's a pattern. There's something that's happening here, family. But we need to know, too, that the Most High loves us. And He's watching over the righteous. If your heart is in the right place and you're doing your very best to follow His commandments and statutes, because you won't be able to do it perfectly, because we don't live in a perfect land. The world isn't perfect, because if it was, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. I wouldn't be reading you Jeremiah 12. We wouldn't be going over scriptures like this. We'd be living in the land of milk and honey right now, rejoicing. Let's read Jeremiah 12, verse 5. If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? And if the land of peace wherein thou trustest, they wear thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? For even thy brethren in the house of thy father, even they have dealt treacherously with thee. Yea, they have called a multitude after thee. Believe them not, though they speak fair words unto thee. Because this time, even family is going to be against you. You ain't be able to trust your family. And they're being prosperous. And you have family members that are prosperous. Family and friends are prosperous. But deep down, they're treacherous against you. They do it in covert ways. But yet you still can see it or feel it. Verse 7. I have forsaken mine house. I have left mine heritage. I have grieved the dearest, the dearly beloved of my soul into the hand of her enemies. My heritage is unto me as a lion in the forest. It crieth out against me. Therefore have I hated it. So the Most High is telling you what He's done, what He's doing. He's forsaken us. That's why the wicked seem to be able to prosper. Because He has forsaken us. He has not given us any love. He hasn't given us any of His glory. He hasn't given us anything in order to be prosperous. He's taken away His righteousness. He's taken away His love. My heritage is unto me as a speckled bird, and the birds round about are against her. Come ye, assemble all the beasts of the field. Come to devour. Many pastors have destroyed my vineyard. They have trodden my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. So he's seeing how men, how these, all these pastors and stuff like that, these preachers and stuff, how they have caused this to be so. They've caused it to be where it seems like the wicked is prospering and the righteous is not. Because you guys are His inheritance. The Most High's inheritance is highly important, and it's up to us. And I say us because we are the inheritance. The so-called African-Americans, so-called blacks, so-called, you know, whatever you want to call yourselves. We are His inheritance. And it's highly important that we understand our place on this earth. We need to start taking this very seriously, family. We're not taking our position seriously. We're not taking this earth seriously. We have followed man's doctrine far too long. And that's what the Most High is saying. We believe in man's doctrine on how the earth was created. We're following behind Darwinism and all these isms and schisms. And not what the Most High said, how He created this earth. He said He created it how He created it from the beginning, in Genesis. If you read Genesis, you'll see how He created this earth and how it was made to be. It was made to be holy. A holy land for His creation of mankind to rule. But he also had to select persons and people that's supposed to have, be ruling. And everybody else follow in their place. Because there's a system. But we messed that up. Our foreparents messed that up. Adam and Eve, from the very beginning, messed up the whole idea that the Most High had for this world. Things were supposed to happen according to his will. Not according to man's will, but according to the angels that rebelled against him, that caused Adam and Eve to fall as well. You understand? So the Most High is upset with his heritage. His heritage didn't do what they're supposed to do. That's why we tend to not being able to prosper. That's the problems we're having right now, family. So we have preachers out here teaching us bad doctrines that's going to cause us to even lose our inheritance even further. But let's continue. Verse 11. They have made it desolate, and being desolate, it mourneth unto me. The whole land is made desolate, because no man layeth it to heart. The spoilers are come up upon all high places through the wilderness, for the sword of the Lord shall devour from the one end of the land even to the other end of the land. No flesh shall have peace. Okay? 13. They have sown wheat, but shall reap thorns. They have put themselves to pain, but shall not profit. And they shall be ashamed of your revenues because of the fierce anger of the Lord. So now the Lord is talking about too how he's changing it up now. Now he's telling you how he's going to change it for them. That they ain't always be prosperous. The reason why they're prosperous now because his heritage he has been mad at. He's been upset with us. That's why they're prospering. That's pretty much what he's saying in a nutshell, family. But he's going to devour them. He said he's going to devour them. We just got to watch what's going to happen. Because this it's going down, family. It's all coming to a head. Everything is coming to a nice, good head for the Most High to be able to pop this pimple that's taking place right here. This agitating pimple. You know, as a youth, you know how it was. You had pimples, this agitating pimple that just wouldn't go away. You'd keep coming back and all that stuff like that. But this time, this is it. This is it. This is the solution. He is the solution. He's going to handle all of this, family. But we got to do our part as well. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 16. It says, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ague that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and yes, shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. You shall sow your seed in vain. So pretty much we're getting tortured right now, family, and we see what happens with our enemies taking over us. Okay, we see what's happening. But he's going to do the opposite unto our enemies, though. Let's keep reading. Thus saith the Lord, against all mine evil neighbors, let's read that again. Thus saith the Lord, against all mine evil neighbors that touched inheritance, which I have caused my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land and pluck out the house of Judah from among them. Okay, so he's going to separate his house of Judah from the speckled bird that he is allowed to be amongst us. He allowed other nations to take us over, to consume us. That's what's been happening, family. That's what's happening now. But it's time for the change now. Our 400 years is over. Now the reversal is happening for those who are awake and those who are ready and following the Most High's commandments. As he says, and follow his word. This is serious, family. A lot of you don't understand what is taking place. A lot of you don't understand the spiritual aspects as to what is going on in this world. There's a spiritual battle happening right before our eyes, and we can't see it because we are mentally blind. We're spiritually blinded. A good bit of us are. We claim we go to church every day. A lot of us go to church every Sunday. A lot of us wake up and say they're praising God. They love God. They love God, but do not follow none of his commandments. But yet, his laws and statutes are done away with. Says who? And where? Oh, it's those pastors. Many pastors have destroyed my vineyards. They have trodden my portion of the foot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. Okay? Teaching false doctrines and things. Okay? And I will return and have compassion on them and will bring again every man to his heritage and every man to his land. And it shall come to pass that if they will diligently learn the ways of my people to swear by my name, the Lord liveth, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, because they, our enemies have taught us to swear by Baal. A lot of us don't even follow the Most High no more. Okay? And that's the problem. You know, I don't see that. But anyway. Then shall they be built in the midst of my people. But if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, saith the Lord. So pretty much the Lord is saying that the nation don't get with it, because pretty much he's going to bring everything back to his righteous place. And his heritage is going to be back in their elected places. And all those nations that are seeming to prosper and do all, and to prosper during our downfall right now, they will be, it will be flipped. And they're going to get it if they don't make that change and make that switch over to what his heritage is trying to teach and promote out there. They're true teachers of the Most High's word. Because we have sown a lot, because it says, the Most High has told us that we were going to sow. He said, in Micah 6:15, he said, thou shalt sow, but thou shalt not reap. Thou shalt tread the olives, but thou shalt not anoint thee with oil and sweet wine, but shall not drink wine. You won't have those things. He told us what was going to happen to us. Haggai, he said, yes. He said, ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Can you hear that? This is Haggai 1:6 says this. Listen to that last statement. And he said that he says this. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Means you're gonna always be broke, family. How often do you go to work every day? It seems like you go to work, and then when that check come in, it's gone. It's like you don't even ask your paycheck good enough 24 hours before it is consumed by a bill or some debt that you owe to somebody. Because we weren't supposed to be debtors. We weren't supposed to be into debts and stuff like that and having debts. But we do because of our disobedience, our forefathers' disobedience. And a lot of us don't believe this is happening because of that. A lot of us believe this is happening because just, oh, general economics. Oh, this is just law of the land. This is how it works. No, this is society. No, fam. This is not how it works. This is not how it's supposed to be. Most High tells us this isn't how it's supposed to be for us. And it's not going to be that way for those that are righteous and endure to the end. Because you're going to have to endure to the end. There won't be any breaks. Christ didn't have any breaks when he left here. When he made that sacrifice, we have to do the same thing. We have to walk that same walk. Now, let's listen to this. Let's listen to Deuteronomy 30:3. That then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. So the Most High will gather all his despair, all those all over the diaspora. Okay, he's going to gather us. So the Most High is telling us in this book, throughout this book, he's telling us how he's going to gather us back and return things how they were supposed to be, how he wanted them to be from the very beginning, family. And that's how we got to start thinking. We got to start thinking like the Most High now. We got to shut our fleshly thoughts off. They got to be cut completely off. You got to stop vibing with the world and start vibing with the Most High and his word and do what he tells us to do to the max of what we can. Isaiah 16:12, for the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Because family, at the end of the day, we're going to be ruling again. And those nations, he said, that don't listen to us or don't serve us, they're going to be wasted. Because back in the day, it was good. But you think David had it going on because the Most High was with him. He had God with him, y'all. He had an amazing power, a power of beyond power for him. All our forefathers had this power, and he completely cut himself off from us that last go-round. Down in 70 AD time, Most High said, all right, I'm going to completely just let it go now. I'm going to let y'all go for a minute. Y'all need some time to gather yourselves and your thoughts and get back to yourselves. As a good parent would to a young child, maybe a teenage child, and a young adult child who's just not getting it. A young adult who's just not getting it, not following the rules, not understanding, they want to do things their way and not realizing it's not working out because of the way they are doing it. And that's what's happened to us, family. We separated ourselves from the Most High power. We separate ourselves from our Creator. We turn ourselves away from Him. We claim we can do it better than He can. We know better because of Darwinism and all the isms and schisms in the world that has taken over our minds, that has ruled our minds. Family, we got to do better. We have to do better, family, and we have to get with the program. The Most High is serious about us. He's serious about what's happening. And what's happening in this Bible is going to take place whether you believe it will or not. And it's time for us to wake up. It's so important, family. The 400-something years are over. It's really time for us to change our lives, family. Upgrade our spirituality. Upgrade ourselves. Link in with the Most High power. Your power. He is your power, family. Link up with Him. Again, this is Jeremiah chapter 12. And I look forward to speaking with you guys again with chapter 13 and the other books that I'll be bringing to your attention, such as the book of Jubilees, the ancient book of Jubilees, which is a great combination with the book, with the Bible. They go hand in hand. To just make things more targeted. So it breaks things down. It breaks certain things in Genesis down. Breaks certain things in Leviticus down. It helps us to understand the Bible even more. But we got to open it up, family. We got to listen. We got to read. We got to be ready. We got to spiritually prepare ourselves. This is the battle. And by us reading this book and understanding what the Most High is saying, we're preparing ourselves spiritually for what's about to come on this earth. Because a lot of us ain't going to be able to take it. Some of us are going to pass out. Some of us are going to just die from strokes because of what's going to happen on this earth. Because they weren't spiritually prepared. Okay? But again, family, thank you for listening. I pray you have a blessed evening. And I will talk to you again soon.